Christina?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy from the haircut place.
Yes.
It's hard to hear you. Can you put the phone the right way?
How can I help you?
Oh, okay. Yeah, we did a... I'm into this genealogy website, and I ran this DNA test on your hair after you left.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out you are a direct descendant of Hitler. Believe it or not. As far as I can tell from this website, you are the closest match to Adolf Hitler that we've ever seen before.
What's your name?
My name's Roy. Isn't that exciting, though? Like, you're related to somebody famous. Like, basically, you wouldn't be alive today if it wasn't for Hitler.
What's your last name?
Gerbel. So, what I'm curious about, like, I'm just curious if it's like a genetics thing or not. Like, how do you feel about Jews?
More than likely, I'm part Jewish.
Oh, really? I don't know about that, because you're a descendant from Hitler. Do you have Jewish grandparents or anything?
Roy, you gotta be kidding me.
No, not at all. No, it's a website. And, we have these home DNA testing kits, and I test the hair of everybody that comes into the haircut place.
Well, you must not have anything to do with your time.
Well, I do. It's called DNA testing. It's a website.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you look at me when I came in there?
There were so many people in today. We had over 200 customers for the day, so I'm sorry, I actually don't remember you.
Okay, but I'm not Caucasian either.
Okay, but you're definitely a descendant of Hitler.
Well, how is that possible when I'm African?
I don't know.
Don't play with me, okay?
I'm just saying.
I got your phone number.
Well,
and all I gotta do is call the police. Don't play with me.
Why would you call the police? I'm just a scientist is all.
Okay, well, if you work at the place where I got my hair cut.
Yeah, thank you.
First of all,
thank you
my
for that.
Telephone number is not to be used for private purposes.
Okay, well, I mean, it's interesting, though, isn't it? Like, I mean, okay, so I broke protocol a little bit, but we found out that you're related to
a
famous person.
No, but you're going to lose your job, homeboy, okay?
Yeah, like, I can't get another one sweeping up hair at a place.
Well whatever. Lose my number.
You know, before I worked there, I just got the hair out of the dumpster. But I got the job so that
I
could...
Did you hear what I said?
I got the job so I can match names and phone numbers and addresses to the hair that I collect and put it on this website.
I'll see you tomorrow.
And also, can I tell you one more thing?
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show. Show.
Now it's time. Cactus.
I ain't playing games.
Cactus.
Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus, this cocksucker.
Cactus.
You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
They're calling me a hobo.
Cactus. You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey, you bunch of hobos, you're listening to The Snowplow Show for May 3rd, 2016, and today's show is sponsored by Stan Trucker. It is Stan Trucker's fault that today's show is probably going to be a little bit shorter than shows normally are, so thanks a lot for that, Stan. I did a live show earlier today. I only did about an hour on the air because my list, it ran out of numbers. And then after I edited all the ringing and stuff out of it, it's just like 30 minutes or 35 minutes or something like that. But it's all right. I don't think Stan's going to mess up the next show. It's just this one. Let him have this one. It's all right. Don't worry about it, Stan. Not a big deal. I have some pretty exciting news for you guys today. PrankWiki.com is dead. It's completely dead. It's just gone. Because I'm sure all of you knew that existed. Yeah, there was a Wikipedia. It was for prank calls. It was kind of cool because it had pretty much everything ever from the prank call community in it, sort of. But nobody really helped us update it, and those things are kind of a pain in the ass to maintain. The real wiki, the media wiki thing. Holy shit, those are not user-friendly for admins. Anyway, the exciting part is not that Prank Wiki is gone, but the exciting part is that I've set up a new wiki on wikia.com, but you can find it by going to the URL that the wiki's always been for phone losers for the past 10 years, which is phonelosers.org/wiki. W-I-K-I, or phonelosers.com/wiki. And I copied all of the information from Prank Wiki and just kind of pasted it into the new wiki, and I added some things. And the main reason I want to do this is because you guys are always asking, where do you find a certain prank? Or where did a certain thing happen in a certain show, and I don't know, I can't remember anything. So that's where the wiki is going to come in. You guys can sign up on it, or apparently you don't even have to sign up on it, because GAD went in and made some changes without signing up. I'm sure that won't be abused. But if any of you are bored, you can go to phonelosers.org/wiki, and you can start adding to the show notes and putting a bunch of details into the show notes about, you know, every episode that the Snowplow Show has ever done. There's also a section in there for The Phone Show and PLA Radio and Big Beef Bueno and Calls of Mass Confusion. The wiki is pretty much for everything PLA has ever done. So if you would like to contribute to that, just visit phonelosers.org/wiki and you can read it. And if you see anything that you want to add to, just add to it. So that's exciting, right? Sure it is. Of course it is. The only other announcement I really have is that you should definitely go listen to Calls of Mass Confusion, the latest episode that just came out last week, by going to YouTube and typing in Calls of Mass Confusion and watching episode 3. I know I mentioned that on the last show, but I'm mentioning it again. Go watch an episode of Calls of Mass Confusion. If you don't know what that is, it's prank calls, but there's hidden video of the prank call victims. It's good stuff. All right, let's play the live show. I won't explain what it is because I'm sure I explain it in the live show. So here you go. Enjoy the live show from earlier today that you probably missed and you're going to complain about in the comments. So today I'm going to try this thing that a guy named Jeff sent me. Jeff has sent us a lot of stuff in the past and we've had a lot of fun with it. He's the one that sends us the sidewalk people. You know, people complaining about sidewalks. And stuff like that. Yeah, sidewalk people. So, he sent me this email. He says, hey, Brad. No, he says, hi, Brad. Not hey, Brad. Attached is a PDF of scanned pages of permit applications from various organizations for various upcoming events in the city of Chippewa Falls. It may be fun to mess with these people, telling them you need a kickback for an alcohol permit, or they can't hold their event because he is gay, or for hobos, or both. Hope you can find something here to work with. Most pages have lots of names and numbers. And he gives me the names and numbers of appropriate city officials, such as the mayor, and street and maintenance manager phone numbers. Yeah, I set my caller ID to one of these, so that should work out well. Just to the maintenance department, not the mayor's office. Someone with a really dumb name, Evi, is the first time he or she is ever listening and thinks that he or she needs acknowledgement for this, but I'm not going to give it. Nope, not going to do it. Okay, so let's see. We have the first one on the list. Application. I haven't even looked at these, you guys, so I don't know. Application date, March 8th, 2016. This is for the Knights of Columbus. Date organized, June 13th, 1905. And we have three phone numbers. We have the president, we have the secretary, and we have the treasurer. However you say that word. List name of event, Smelt Fry. April 21st. It already happened. I may have been a little bit late getting to this. Alright, so these are all going to be events that have already happened, it looks like. That's a bummer. But, you know, I can accuse them of things. I can say they used up too much electricity or something. Okay, back to this first application. They want reason for minors being present, because they're attending with their parents. So it's beer and or wine. They want a Class B retailer's license. Their fee is $10. I don't think it's necessarily an alcohol license. I think it's more just like a permit to be somewhere, like in a park, maybe. Okay, fuck it. I'm just gonna call it. I'm gonna call it, and we'll just call it and see what happens. If anyone in the chat room would like to tell me what to say right now, that'd be great.
Hello?
Hello, Jason?
Yeah, this is.
Hey, Jason, this is Brad from the city of Chippewa.
Hey, Brad.
Hey there. I noticed you filled out an application here for an event you had a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we just wanted to let you know that you're a hobo. You're a goddamn hobo. That's what you are.
Oh, is this because I called Bridget about this? I'm getting a weird echo on my end.
You're getting what?
I'm getting an echo back through my phone.
Ah, well, you need to get a new phone then, maybe.
I think so. Because it got mailed to the hall address and bounced back to you, didn't it?
It got mailed to the what?
It got mailed to the Pump House Drive address and then got returned.
Yeah, yeah. Why don't you know how to do applications? It's a pretty straightforward process.
I don't know. Except that I thought there was a different address, but I don't have it in front of me.
How'd you become president of the Knights of Columbus if you don't even know how to fill out a paperwork?
I don't know.
Maybe you should step down and let someone else that knows how, or maybe you should have your secretary do it. His name's on here. Why don't you have him do it?
Gary?
Yeah, Gary or Steve or someone that knows how to do stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're stupid. You're stupid.
Uh-huh.
Stupid.
Okay. I get it.
All right. Well, you know.
So, Brad, what's your last name?
Carter.
Carter?
Yep, Brad Carter.
Okay.
You're at the city building.
You're calling to berate me for being stupid. Why?
You're stupid and a hobo. Because you don't know how to fill out paperwork. Learn how to fill out paperwork.
Okay. You have nothing better to do with your time than to call me and chew me out about that?
Well, this is my job. You need to learn how to work things here, okay?
Okay, you're being really rude about it, Brad.
Well, I don't mean to be rude, but you're stupid and you're a hobo. And drink piss.
Have I wronged you in some way, Brad? I mean, returned mail is not that big an issue, and we straightened it out.
It's a big issue here. You know what? If we would have gotten this application in time, I would have denied it. Because, I mean, this is just dumb. We have better things to do with our time than give permits to people like you.
Uh-huh. Brad, how did you get my number? Was this the one on the application?
Yeah, it's on the application.
Please report to, because I have a real problem with the attitude here. I thought you were kind of joking around at first.
Oh, I do not joke. I'm a Christian.
Uh-huh. Okay, who do you report to there?
Oh, I don't report to anyone, motherfucker. And I don't have to tell you shit. I mean, what are you going to do, wrongly fill out paperwork to try and report me and get me in trouble? You'll probably mess that up, too. Yep. You can't
do
anything
right. I don't
know
if you actually work at the city of Chippewa, but if you do, I'm going to have words with somebody, because I've not had a problem with this before, and we didn't have a problem with it now. And for you to call and tell me that I'm stupid, I hope you're screwing with me, because if you're serious and this is your attitude, you're going to sit there and call yourself a Christian while you insult me and are a jerk like that, you're going to have problems.
It's part of my job. Why don't you just get someone else to fill out the application that knows how to do it? Hello, Jason?
Yeah.
I think that, filling out paperwork badly like this is mental abuse against me, and I'm going to sue you for pain and suffering.
Okay, who is this really?
My name is Brad, from the city, from Chippewa Falls. Motherfucker. Nah, I'm just kidding. I'm the janitor here at the city building. I saw the stack of applications in the trash. I just thought it'd be funny to call people. I was just kidding with you, just joshing.
Right.
That's all.
Bye.
I don't really work in the office. I'm just the janitor.
I don't really care who you are.
Then why'd you
ask?
Whatever
you're doing right now is very inappropriate.
I know. But you know what? Those stupid office workers, they think they know everything. And they're always kind of a dick to me. So I'm being a dick to them. I'm going to call their people on their applications. That'll show those guys who's boss around here, who really runs the place.
Mm-hmm.
This place couldn't function without me. I'm going to show them. What?
So is Brad Carter your actual name?
Yeah, Brad Carter.
All right.
Head janitor.
right. Thanks, Brett.
At least I'm not a hobo like you. Say what you want, but I know how to fill out paperwork. All right, he's gone. I don't know. I just didn't know where to go with it. Just scream out. When in doubt, scream out random insults at people and see what happens, I guess. Oh, and I see now there's a little checkbox. That was a Class B license to sell fermented malt beverages at picnics or similar gatherings. Under blah, 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 Wisconsin statutes. Next. Street use permit application. This is for the sixth annual cleanup day on April 23rd. Volunteers clean up the park. Bags are given to dispose of dog waste, trash from humans. A lunch will be served. Emergency paramedics, police if there is a need. Why would they need that? Okay, all right, let's try this lady. Let's try Melinda. 15 people estimated to show up for this thing.
Office.
Hi, is this Melinda?
Yeah.
Hey, Melinda, this is Dave from Chippewa Falls, from the city. And you'd fill out this application for the annual cleanup day?
Yeah.
Yeah, how'd that go?
It went well. Not a lot of people. We had the vets out there, but yeah, it went okay.
Maybe you should just leave the cleaning up to the city. I mean, we have people to do that. You're trying to put them out of a job?
Oh, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, we have professionals to do that. You don't need to set up your own dumb little events. Yeah, we have people that go around and clean up. We have the trash men and stuff like that.
Okay.
What are you trying to do? You trying to get someone fired around here?
No, I don't really understand where you're coming from.
Well, I don't know. It seems like, we have trash trucks and city employees.
We do have a dumpster.
Huh?
We do have a dumpster.
Oh, well, la-di-da. We have, five dumpsters.
Okay.
I mean, did you just finish cleaning up your house, so you thought you'd just go outside and clean up stuff?
I guess I don't understand what you are aiming at. You work for the city?
Yeah, I'm just wondering why are you trying to get people fired around here?
The city of Chippewa Falls, and I'm trying to get someone fired?
Yeah, I don't get it.
By cleaning up a dog park?
Well, we have employees. We have parks and rec. They go around and clean up the parks. We don't need your hobo ass doing it for us. I mean, were you just looking for something to brag about? You're like, hey, everyone, I'm a good person. I go around cleaning up dog parks. Hello, Melinda?
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't you care about city employees?
This is very interesting. Would you like to leave your last name?
Carter.
Okay.
What first name did I say? I forget.
You said your name was Dave.
Yeah, Dave. Dave Carter.
Okay.
So also, this was not an alcohol permit. So, and we did notice that some of you were drinking.
What are you talking about?
There was alcohol.
Are you
being
talking about the dog park?
Yeah, the dog park on April 23rd. We sent people out to keep an eye on you guys, and we saw that you were drinking. And this is not an alcohol permit. This is just a street.
I don't know
street
where
use.
You were or what you were doing. You weren't there though.
Oh, we were there. We had someone hiding there. They took pictures and everything. We have pictures of you guys consuming alcohol. We're not photoshopped.
I think you're a bit delusional, Dave. All right? I'm going to end this phone call right now.
I'm disillusional? Okay. Okay, well, I made her feel bad, I think. Mission accomplished, I guess. Welcome to the live show, Battle Boner. Best name ever. All right, so that lady was a lawyer. It's probably a horrible idea. She's probably going to sue the city now. I think she realized it was a joke in the end, though, so it's all right. Okay, let's see. Chippewa Co. Historical Society. Someone with old man handwriting or old lady handwriting. Estimated number of persons participating, 1,200 to 1,400. The name of the event, The Past Passed Here. Yep, The Past Passed Here. Porta potties, dumpster delivered. Monday, May 16th is pack up. So what is this happening now? Let's see. Oh, Friday, May 6th is set up for the porta potties and the dumpster. Let's call them and tell them that there's going to be a wedding, so they can't have it. Refuse their application because history is boring and no one is interested. Good idea, Evie. Evi, I'm going to pronounce your name wrong since you were happy that I pronounced it right. Fuck your happiness. Yep, sunshine. Permit applications in Chippewa Falls. Am I saying Chippewa correctly? That lawyer, she pronounced it a little bit differently, I think.
Hello?
Hello, is Jim around?
No, I'm sorry, he's not here right now. Could I take a message?
Fuck, okay. So, yeah, I'm calling from the city of Chippewa Falls. He filled out an application for this past thing.
Okay.
Did you come up with that name?
The past here?
Yeah, it's so dumb.
When it first started, Jim and a friend, I think, might have come up with that together.
I see. Okay.
It's a pretty cool name, isn't it?
I love it. Yeah. Not. Is there a cell phone maybe I could call him at? It's.
Nope. I see it sitting here on the counter. He had to go
Jim.
In today because in Eau Claire because I think he was going to be on public radio this morning.
Oh.
And he's going to be up to the History Center and probably in an hour or so.
Oh,
so I could have him call you then.
Okay, that'd work, yeah. I think we're not going to be able to honor this application, though.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah.
What was it for?
Well, there's a wedding in the park that day.
In Allen Park?
Yeah, Allen Park. There's a wedding. And, yeah, you know.
A wedding
yeah.
during the past here?
Yeah, yeah, it's on the same day, and they filled out their application first.
So what was our application for?
Well, yours is a street use permit application.
So that would have been for what?
For what? Oh, it just tells us that about the dumpsters and the porta potties and all that shit.
Oh.
So, but yeah, there's a wedding.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
My name is Roy Gerbel.
Because our event is the 600 fourth graders are coming to the park.
Oh, well, you know, tell them to stay home because there's a wedding. And I don't think they'd want a bunch of, little kids crashing their wedding.
Okay, is the thing that we've applied for only, is that for just one day or is it for five or six days?
It's for 5 or 6 days. Looks like
okay.
Till May 16th is pack up.
Right.
Maybe we could give you a tiny little picnic awning area,
Well, again, this is a really big event that takes place every year.
Oh. Maybe you could hold it over at the Walmart parking lot.
No,
at the end of the parking lot, there's never that many cars. Have your little thing there.
Okay. Roy is Gerbel?
Yep, Gerbel.
Okay. And what's your phone number?
715-666.
666.
6666.
Okay.
And I don't know, do you want to have it for next month or something?
I'll just have Jim get back to you. So you're in the city street department?
Yep. City of Chippewa
Falls.
Okay,
and your number's 715-666-6666.
Yep.
Right.
No, I got it personalized. Okay. Don't say yeah right to me, motherfucker. It's a personalized number. All right. She's disappointed now, you guys, but in a little bit, she's just going to be so happy that it was a prank. It's okay. Everything will work out in the end. Let's call this other number one more time on this one. You guys were telling me to say that there's a Trump rally. I'm going to do that on a different one, because that sounds funny. But I already done the wedding.
Morning.
Hello? Shit, was that her? Was that her? Was that the same lady? That was a different phone number, you guys. I think that was the cell phone that he didn't take with him today. Because he's a radio professional and knows not to take him to the studio when he does his NPR. Hello? I thought it sounded like a different lady. I don't know. The Chippewa County Historical Society presents its 13th annual, The Past Past Here, May 12th to May 15th. More than 600 fourth grade students from Chippewa Falls, parochial, public, and other area schools will participate in a full-day hands-on activities during school hours Wednesday and Friday. Oh, so they hate education. That's it. Okay, whatever. This is a really long thing that they attached. City of Chippewa Falls street use permit application is another one. This guy's name is Mark. Mark is in charge of the event, and it's the Valley, or it's the Family YMCA. It's the YMCA Pure Water Days races, but it's runners. It's not water. They're running. This is in the future. This is August 13th, 2016. There's a map enclosed. Let's see if... Oh, yep, there it is. Goes through Irvine Park. Alright, this is a really long run, you guys. So, I think their event is going to interfere with multiple other events, such as weddings and Trump rallies and stuff like that. I hope this guy picks up. City services requested. He needs one on-duty officer for 15 minutes. Why does he need that? That's weird. Traffic cones, barricades at the city garage. It's a half marathon. 4 mile, 2 mile. Oh, it's multiple races. Okay, let's see if Mark's available. By the way, we're broadcasting on Shoutcast again. If any of you hate YouTube, you can listen on Shoutcast. There's a Shoutcast player on phonelosers.org/live. Who wants to see video of me? That's dumb.
Oh, we're not available at this time. Please leave.
We? Why is he saying we? That's his personal phone number. All right, I'm going to call the YMCA. Maybe he's there. Maybe he works there. What's wrong with my headphones, Christo?
YMCA, this is Sandy.
Hey, Sandy. Is Mark around?
Sure, I'll transfer you.
Okay. I paid upwards of $10 for these headphones at Walmart 6 years ago.
It's Mark.
Hey, Mark?
Yeah?
Hey, this is Roy from the city of Chippewa Falls.
Hello.
I'm just calling about your permit application for this race thing.
Yep.
And I just need to let you know there is a problem with the route. I can't hear you.
What's the problem?
You gotta hold the phone up the right way. I'm sorry, what's that?
So what's the problem?
Oh, well, for one thing, it goes through Irvine Park, and it goes right through the Trump rally that's on that same day. There's a big Trump rally. It's August 13th, and they're doing that at 8:30 in the morning.
They set a Trump rally up on the same day of my run?
Well, they filled out their application first. So, you know, it's just a little conflict. You just have to reroute the race route. That's all. Make it like a half marathon plus 600 feet. Go around the park. You know?
So, what is your name?
My name is Roy Gerbel with the city of Chippewa Falls. Okay, and then also, does your race go down, it looks like, 110th Street?
Yep.
Yeah, that's going to interfere with traffic. Are they running on...
Why are they, I wonder why when I why was it that mine was green lighted when I sent this in a few months ago.
They didn't know about the Trump rally. You know, they filled out their thing first. Why can't you just reroute it around the park? Just have them go through the woods. It looks like you have them going through a golf course here too, over by 136th.
Yep.
You want your?
Yeah, we've been running this route for this will be the 38th year that this route has been run.
Yeah, but do you want the runners to get hit in the head with golf balls? I mean, what if they get hurt? You're going to have to talk to the golf course and see if they'll shut down for the day.
This is starting to sound pretty funny now. This.
Do you always mumble like this? Can't you hold the phone up? Or are you holding it upside down or something?
Nope, I'm talking just as plain as day.
Oh, you need to get a new phone or something.
Not mumbling.
Oh, okay. Yeah, your phone just is a piece of garbage then. Looks like you guys are running down Bel Air. Is that for the full marathon? Or is that the 1 mile?
Oh, I'd have to look at... Yeah, that's part of the route.
Yep. Bel Air is no good. There's a wedding. They're having a wedding.
Who is this?
I've told you several times. It's Roy from the city of Chippewa Falls.
Well, this sounds like a joke because you're going right through every single thing that I've got on the route here.
I know. You should plan the route better because there's other things happening. You're not the only person in the universe. You got to work with other people. I know there's other paths on Irvine Park you can use. You can just have them cut through the woods, like where the bridge is.
Yep. I don't know. This whole thing, this whole conversation sounds like it's a joke.
The people in the Trump rally probably wouldn't notice if you can get all your runners to wear Trump shirts. We can let you slide on that, you know. Break a rule.
Well, we can probably get 50% of them to do that.
Yeah, probably. Was that an attempt at a joke or something? I don't get it.
So you're Roy with the Chippewa. With Chippewa, huh?
Yep. Is it Chippewa? Chippewa? Sorry, I'm from Oregon. Calling from Oregon.
Why are you calling from Oregon if this is...
Because I work from home. Don't worry about it, okay? There's a small problem with you using this Wheaton Street.
Yeah, what's the problem?
Well, hold on. What are you guys running for anyway? Like, are you raising money for charity or something?
Yeah, this is for our strong kids, but...
Strong kids?
Yeah, I've got to get going here, though.
You don't like the weak kids? Only the strong kids can run? You have a problem with weak kids? I have a weak kid, and I'm offended by this.
Well, thanks for your call.
What does that mean, strong kids? All right, that was incredibly boring. I apologize for that one. Okay, the Chippewa Falls Rotary Foundation Incorporated. They're applying for a Class B retailer's license. Does that mean alcohol? They want to sell fermented malt beverages and wine. They want to sell wine. This is at the fairgrounds. Family event, video games, activities, music, vendors, food. Armbands will be issued to adults 21 and over. You know, like they're Nazis. The Nazis wore armbands. The Rotary Foundation is basically a bunch of Nazis, as far as I can tell.
Sheldon Goff.
Hey, Sheldon, this is Roy from the city of Chippewa Falls.
Yes.
And I'm just calling about your retailer's permit application here.
Yes.
And it looks like you're applying for alcohol, both malt beverages and wine.
We always have had it, yeah.
Okay, well, don't get all defensive. I'm listening.
Listening.
Oh, listen to you. I'm not. That's what you call being defensive.
No, I'm not.
You want me to rip up this application?
Who is this?
This is Roy from the city of Chippewa Falls. I was just calling to confirm some information.
Okay, Roy.
I'll rip this motherfucker up.
All right, who is this, really?
I'm just calling to find out about the alcohol portion. It says you're going to have armbands for people 21 and over.
Okay, are you talking about Springfest?
Yeah, Springfest at the fairgrounds.
Okay, Springfest is over.
I know it's over. Is what I'm saying is we don't appreciate you issuing armbands like adults 21 and over are a bunch of Nazis. You know, the Nazis, they wore armbands.
Yes, that's true.
Did you give people 21 and over little swastikas on their armbands?
We did, yes.
Okay, just checking.
Okay.
Bunch of Satanists.
Yes.
So how'd the event go? Did it go well?
It was wonderful. Yes, it was wonderful.
We had some undercover kids come through there and buy alcohol, and you guys didn't catch them. You gave them their armbands.
I don't think so.
Oh, yes, you did. So. Yes, you did. We do this every year, and you failed this year. Several minors were drinking alcohol at your event.
Not to my knowledge.
Oh, yes, they were.
By the way, how did you get my phone number?
It's on the application.
Really?
Yeah, it's right here. Name and address of manager or person.
I'll be glad to talk to Lynn Bauer about this, and maybe she can enlighten me further, okay?
Well, what's Lynn Bauer have to do with it? She's just the treasurer.
I know. And maybe she can help me understand what you're talking about.
Are you going to try and throw her under the bus?
No. I really don't know what you're talking about.
Why
are you talking to me after the fact?
I tell you what,
if you want to talk to me, why don't you come over to 4 and 5 and we'll have a discussion.
What do you mean after? What was I supposed to call you before and tell you we caught minors drinking?
You didn't catch minors drinking.
Yes, we did. There were like three,
no, you didn't,
three of them, motherfucker.
No, motherfucker, you're calling me, and you consider yourself professional?
I never said I was professional. I just said I'm calling to confirm this information. And
look, I think you're phony.
I'm phony.
I'm not going to put up with it anymore. So thank you for that.
I'm going to. We're getting close to the bottom of the list. I'm going to quit soon, you guys. It's been over an hour. Application for dance and live music license. The guy's name is Hugh... I'm not going to say his last name. Ah, shit. It's the same guy, the Rotary Foundation, a.k.a. the Nazi thing. Springfest Fun Run. Here, let's call Sheldon back about this next application.
Sheldon Goff.
Hey, Sheldon. That's Roy from the city of Chippewa Falls.
And Roy?
I'm calling about the Springfest Fun Run application of yours.
Hold on, Roy.
Okay.
Let's go in the other room.
Yep. Well, okay. Where are we going? What room are we going to?
I'm going someplace where I can talk to you.
Why can't you talk to me in that
room?
Hold on. You afraid of what people hear?
Go ahead, Roy.
Go ahead with what?
Whatever you're talking about.
Well, I'm calling about the fun run.
What about it?
There were people drinking at the fun run, like while they were running, and that was not permitted because they left the fairgrounds, you know? They went a little bit, over on Jefferson Avenue.
Really, to my knowledge, there was no one drinking at the
fun run. Yeah, apparently you don't know much about what was going on at your stupid event.
Apparently, show me the data.
I'm telling you the data.
Did you contact any of the people immediately after the run and let them know this?
Hey, who the fuck is that?
This is Hugh Crane, and if you want to use the language, we don't need to talk.
Oh, hey, fuck you, Hugh Crane. What kind of fake name is that anyway? Fucking Hugh Crane. Who does he think he is? That's right around where the live show ended, more or less. Hi, everyone. This is pre-recorded Brad. You've been listening to Live Show Brad. Before we play some voicemails and end the show, I was thinking, I wonder if there's a way I could do something that's even more boring than the voicemails for everyone to yell at me about and hate. And I'm like, I know, I could just read emails that people send me. So this first email, it's from Lecho, and it's kind of old. I'm trying to clean up my emails is the thing, and I'm trying to get caught up on emails. My emails are out of control, you guys. If you sent me an email lately, I'm really sorry that I haven't responded to it, but I'm going to soon. I'm making progress. I'm trying to just do things that make it easier for me to deal with all the emails, and these emails that I'm going to read to you, that's a result of this. So the first one from Lecho, he says, "Hello, Brad. There was an episode of The Phone Show, or it might have been an after show, that had Matt, Tombstone, Jen, Spessa, some other people I forget. The most notable element of the show was that some kid called in. He called a KFC and asked about their breasts. He called a McDonald's manager and called her fat. He really wanted you to call a motel that ended up not being funny. He tried to be from corporate, but nobody believed him. If you know what episode that was, please tell me. If not, I demand you ask the audience of the Snowplow Show." And, of course, I have no idea what this guy is talking about, but you know what would be really nice is if PLA had a Wikipedia page, maybe, where people could add details like this into the Wikipedia, and you could just do a search on the Wikipedia page. Wouldn't that be nice? So, yeah, of course, I'm trying to make that happen. Please go to phonelosers.com/wiki and add crazy details about every single episode of The Phone Show and The Snowplow Show. And if anyone knows what this guy is talking about, feel free to call into the voicemail line and tell us where to find it. I don't know why he wants to hear it. It sounds really stupid, calling KFC about their breasts. What the hell? I did that in grade school. Are your breasts crispy? Ha 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 ha. Why did I even save this email? What the hell was I thinking? Okay, let me delete that one. Here's one from Noel Metallic. He says, "I was wondering if you could help me find two prank calls. I'm looking to listen to the I Will Fucking Kill You call from The Science Show, the one with Dwight and Sloth. The other one I'm looking for is the Carlito Smoothie Ignorant call. If you know where I can get that audio or YouTube link, that would be awesome." Hell if I know, Noel. What the hell do you think this is, Prank Call Nation? So if any of you out there know the answer, maybe, you know, leave a voicemail or leave a comment in the show notes. I'm definitely not looking to put all of the old PCN show information into the wiki page for phone losers. So don't do that. Okay, couple more. Octa Wins. He says, "So recently I attained a job as a mortuary driver. I drive dead people around from one place to another and pick them up at home when they croak on the toilet. And that happens way too much." That's awesome, Octa Wins. You should give me customer phone numbers of people that have just died. It'll be hilarious. So he says, "So I've been playing your shows as I drive dead people around. It helps when you're driving 3 hours straight with a stiff in the back. Wanted to tell you to keep up the good work. Your shows always make me laugh. And the closing down of stores, Radio Shack, and Blockbuster is genius. Keep up the keep up, buddy." And that was over a year ago, that email. That's how far behind I am right now. But that's awesome. Dead people are listening to the Snowplow Show. I hope you're cranking it up really loud so the dead people can hear. The last email is from Gloria, and it's from about a year ago. And it says, "Here's my newest fight in a store, in a Starbucks. Love, Gloria." And she sends a prank call clip, which is, it's like 3 minutes long. I haven't listened to this in months, but I remember the end of it being kind of funny. I'm probably going to edit it way down so it's not 3 minutes long. But here is a phone call from Gloria. And then after this, it's voicemail time.
So are you in front of, like, the drink area? Where are you currently?
I am in the table in front of where they take your order for your drink during homework.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So basically here at the corporate office, what we're doing is we're also doing a little bit of a YouTube video. So I don't know if you want to be able to be our next YouTube star, but what we want to do is we want to videotape you for our contest, which we're doing, and we're going to be putting it on YouTube on our channel. All you have to do is we're going to give you a 30-second shopping spree, which means whatever you'd like will be completely yours. All you have to do is you have to put it in an area and then go run and get some more.
Stealing my idea.
And we'll probably do this once or twice for video purposes.
Okay, how are you going to record this?
Well, we actually already have cameras up. We have security cameras, stuff like that. So people of the staff already know what's going on. They know everything. You're just our selected person because they chose you. So are you ready?
So you're telling me anything I put in the corner I'll get for free?
Yes, anything you want, but you just cannot go behind the counter.
Behind the counter?
No, you cannot.
Oh, I cannot hide it behind the counter, so I have to be in front of everybody?
Yes, you do. Some of them are actors, so they know what's going to go on.
Really?
Yes. You're not... Okay, so are you ready?
I'm ready, because I'm an actor, too. Okay.
And make sure to start yelling, like, how many items you get, like 1, 2, 3, 4, and just make sure you count out loud.
Like he's really going to do that.
Are you ready? You're going to be our new YouTube star.
Oh my gosh, okay, wait, okay, before I do this, can someone, like, can one of the workers reassure me just so I know that this is, like, fake?
Oh no, I'm in the security office right now.
Hi, this is Brian with Escalations. I'd like to confirm that this is, in fact, valid.
What?
Yeah,
I'm here in the
that'll work.
Office. Everything's okay. I'm listening to this conversation.
Okay, so are you ready?
Yes,
3, 2, 1, go, 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 go!
1, 2, 3!
What the hell is he doing? Damn it, Gloria.
Oh my god.
Damn it, Gloria. She hung up the phone. Instead of just muting, she hung up the phone. So basically, that's why I wanted to play that, so we could all just, you know, say, God damn it, Gloria. What were you thinking? He was fucking up the store, and you hung up. Nah, I'm kidding. That was fun, Gloria. I loved all the destruction noises there at the end. I can't believe that he believed you. But apparently, when people are in doubt, all you have to do is just, you know, count to three, and that'll make him throw down the phone and start tearing up a store. So, good job at that, Gloria. I think it's time for us to play some voicemails and quit the show. Oh, and by the way, if you don't like the voicemails, you should skip ahead to the very end of the show, because on today's show, I'm going to world premiere, the newest song by El Hombre, and you don't want to miss out on that. So, just skip ahead 5 or 7 minutes or whatever, and listen to the latest song by El Hombre.
Hey, Brad, this is Incredulous. I listened to your podcast today, and no one got mad at you, and you got upset about that.
Yep.
So I thought I would get mad at you about it. You should stop.
Yep, I get pretty angry when they don't get angry. It's bullshit.
Hey, Mr. Brad, it's Leonardo.
Hey there.
I wanted to say thanks for all the cool PLA shows and snowplow shows.
You're welcome.
Really keeps me entertained on some of my very boring days.
That's great.
Anyway, talk to you later. Bye.
Hello, Mr. Carter. This is Justin. I'm calling from Target Security. You were in here about 2 weeks ago. Right now we're reviewing our security camera
footage.
And we've been getting complaints, and we also see on the security cameras that you and another accomplice have been taking 50-inch plasma screens from the Target and putting them in the back of your smart car. We'd like to tell you that
I would
that
never
is
get
not
that.
Allowed, and you're going to need to bring those back as soon as you can, or else we're going to need to charge you a $15,000 stealing fee and a visit from the police.
Oh, yes, no.
That's right. We know where you live, Mr. Carter.
Crap, crap, crap.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yep, that noise. Okay, thanks for the voicemail. I'll stop by Target ASAP and return those plasmas.
Hey, Brad, what you doing?
Oh, nothing.
I'm Battle Boner. I just wanted to say for the last 3 months.
Oh, yeah, you were in the chat room today. Your very first live show. Congratulations.
It has consumed my entire life. I go to sleep listening to the Snowplow Show every night. I wake up with the Snowplow Show still playing, and I go through the entire day just listening to your podcast.
Your life sounds awful.
That's what my life's become at this point. Yeah, I just wanted to thank you for making my life slightly more tolerable and making me almost not want to kill myself.
Yay for not
thanks for that,
killing
I guess.
Yourself.
Cactus.
Good morning, Brad. My name is Darren Philpott. I'm calling from the marketing division of Arby's Restaurants. Brad, I'm calling in regards to your latest podcast where somebody had suggested that you change your name because they are confusing it with Arby's. Brad, I would like to offer a counter proposition where we would like to enter into a marketing agreement with you to help advertise our restaurant.
Yes.
If you'd be interested in pursuing this, please respond to this message on your podcast by saying, I love the delicious taste of an Arby's beef and cheddar melt.
I love the delicious taste of an Arby's beef and cheddar melt something something. Sorry, I didn't hear what you said at the end. Hell yeah, I'll do this. I'll do it for free roast beef sandwiches. That's all you have to give me. A lifetime supply of roast beef. That's all I need.
Hi, Brad. This is Jeff in Milwaukee.
Hey,
I just wanted to call and apologize for that unauthorized thing I made. I
should apologize, God damn it, whatever you're talking about.
I did about making it, and I thought it was a cool idea. I mean, the potential for it, not the thing I did that was just kind of slapped together. But I'm sorry about that. I should have waited to hear from you. So if you want to authorize, I don't know, I'd love to help out and make something for you, some kind of content you could put out there. But I'm just... Maybe you don't want that. So anyway, I'm sorry, Brad, and thank you so much for everything.
Holy shit. Whatever.
Hear you later. Thank you.
Whatever I said, it was a joke. I'm actually not completely sure what you're referring to, but it was a joke. I'm just an asshole to everyone. Whatever I said should not be taken seriously.
Hey, Brad.
Hey,
this
dear.
Is Dave from United Kingdom. Just a suggestion, the guy who said about changing your name. How about RGBL? Roy Jodell.
Ah.
Got a little link to it.
Good one.
Also, you need to do more yopping when you say yop. Love that.
Oh, yop.
Keep it up, man. Nice one. Cactus.
It's my Midwestern accent, I guess.
Hey, Brad. It's Crimson.
Hey,
so,
Crimson.
I was thinking maybe it's time to endorse a presidential candidate.
Oh,
Brad.
Come on.
All right?
No.
About time. The
nope.
Phone Losers endorses a presidential candidate. This is the breaking news.
It's going to be Trump.
So I'm thinking,
of course.
Gary Johnson, 2016. Come on, Brad. We can do it. We can make it happen.
Maybe.
Gary Johnson for president. I'm sure.
Yep. Yep.
We're gonna
okay, all right. That's enough. Thanks, Crimson. I appreciate your call. It was the best call ever. I really wish I had been able to play that entire voicemail.
Hey, Brad. It's
politics.
Hey, Filbert again. I'm the one that called last time because I was heavily triggered by your acronym that you're using, RBCP.
Oh, no.
You told me to come up with some new ones, and I decided to do as such. My first one is TA for Tornado Alley, and that's because you blow so hard.
Oh, okay.
The second one I came up with was CF for Cactus Face, which I thought was appropriate because, you know, after all, you're such a prick. And the final one is TWM for Teeny Weeny Mussolini. There's a chance that you might be Italian or old enough to remember the dictator, the Italian dictator Mussolini,
nope.
Who was in cahoots with Hitler.
Sounds familiar.
I'm going to expose in my new book called Tinfoil Hats.
I'm a dropout, okay.
And that's all I have for the title so far because I'm basically illiterate. But thanks for responding to the call, and I hope that you decide to do the right thing and change your goddamn phone name again.
I will. I like the other guy's idea better. The RG Gerbil something something.
Listen here, Roy with Royco Construction. This is technically your boss, Nick, with Nickco Construction.
Shit.
Because I bought you guys out.
Ah.
You need to start making calls for Nickco Construction, or I'm going to fire you.
Not again.
I'm going to get Brad the producer on you.
My voicemail is just full of bad news today. It sucks.
Hey, RBCP, Roy Brad Carter Productions.
Don't
I'm just
call
calling
me
to let you know I'm really fucking angry that you didn't play my voicemail on the last No Plow show.
It probably sucked. That's all. It's nothing personal. It probably just sucked.
Okay, so because of that, I'm going to make you play two of my voicemails on the next No Plow show. So that's your fault.
Yep.
Deal
it
with
is.
It, bitch. Alright, love you, Brad. Bye.
Bye. You know, sometimes voicemails don't get played because the quality sucks. Maybe it was a bad connection, or maybe your voicemail just sucked. I don't know.
Hey, Brad. First time listener, long time caller. listen. On that last Bill Plow show, you should have called the manager and admitted that you're a hacker and stuff, and that'd be freaking awesome.
If only I had.
Well, you should do that on the next one, man. Call that place that.
Nope.
My call to Sandy and gave you the numbers from.
Too late.
And freak out the manager. It'd be funny to hear what he has to say.
Guess it's too late now.
Also, I was thinking that maybe you could do some more cactus calls. And also, maybe you, call the man's confusion code to Whole Foods, piss off a bunch of hippies.
Yeah.
Also.
Okay, that's enough alsos. Only 8 voicemails left, you guys. I just deleted all the ones that said nothing but cactus. And then after that, it's the world premiere of El Hombre's new song. You guys should be really excited for that.
Oh, whoa. Dear Brad. Of course I have awesome...
Corbin's excited.
Important things awesome to say. Okay, here we go. It's been a long time since you had any performance art.
Oh,
so
great.
Get
great,
ready
great.
For this. Brad, Brad, I'm gonna bully you. Bully you, cause you're a butthole, and you say. Actually, it was more impressive when I first thought of it.
Ah, it was going good. You shouldn't have stopped.
I forgot how it was supposed to go. Alright.
I was getting into it.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you and everything.
Alright. Thanks, Corbin guy.
Love
you.
Okay. Hey, Brad. It's Brad the producer.
Hey, Brad.
Long time listener, 8th time caller. I was just calling to say, love the show. I really like when you do Tins from Hell and when you do lube job calls.
Those are fun.
And Homeowners Association calls.
So everything.
Don't really
like everything.
The underground calls, like digging tunnels or, the nuclear family trapped in a basement.
I'm going to do those soon, by the way. As much as you dislike them, I'm going to do those soon. I want to do some underground bunker calls.
As your associate producer, I just thought I'd let you know. Also, it'd be pretty cool if you did a show with Neon. That would be awesome. She did tell me in an email that
I hate Neon.
Support her show more than you do, therefore I'm a bigger fan of her than you through Patreon. So I just wanted to let you know that. Baba Booey! Baba Booey! Howard Stark's penis! Baba Booey! Howard...
Damn it.
Hello, Roy. It's Arlo from Salt Lake City.
Hey.
I just wanted to say I love the show. It's great. And I love when you call people motherfuckers. I think that's pretty funny. So, all right. Bye.
I only do that because they're being motherfuckers. It's their fault I say it, not mine.
Hi, Brad. It's Curbs.
Hey.
Yeah, that's right. You say hi to me.
Yep.
Anyway.
Whatever.
I was told to make my next voicemail super, super creepy.
Oh, yeah,
but
you were told.
I'm not going to do that. Even Corbin guy said to do it, but I don't know. I was just really drunk. But I do like your shows, and I like...
What are you doing, reminiscing about your last voicemail?
New format's going with. I do listen to all the voicemails. It's kind of addictive. Keeps me entertained at work.
Yep.
Even got my girlfriend into it. She's going to try to make you some PLA art and other things.
Maybe bake me a cake.
Yeah. Keep up the good work, Brad. Keep pranking. Goodbye.
I'll try. Thanks. Tell your girlfriend to get back in the kitchen.
Hey, Roy. It's my guy here again. And I was wondering, for a homeowners association idea you can do here. So, you know about the elections.
Could you mumble a little bit more? Maybe.
Any other guys that are, running. So, or women, I should
say. The volume
up. They should be a homeowners association for next list. And just tell them that they are seceding from the union. The entire homeowner association, everyone's house, is seceding from the union and forming the Cactus Republic or something like that.
That's a good one.
And tell them that they all need to send delegates from each house to write the new constitution and all that fun stuff. And tell them they're a dictatorship and they all have to follow these absurd rules, like everyone needs a cactus in their front yard.
And when you get pulled over by a cop, make sure to refuse to roll down your window or get out of the car or give your license and tell the cop you're from a sovereign nation. That's always a good rule when you're seceding from the nation.
Like everyone needs a cactus in their front yard and has to mow cactus-shaped items into their lawn and burn cactuses into their neighbor's lawn if they don't listen. Thanks, and cactus.
I like your idea. I'm going to try and remember that when I do my next homeowners association list, which I'm going to do soon. I still have that that one list that I did a few weeks ago. I still have a bunch left over from that. We're going to secede from the nation, and we're going to do bomb shelter calls.
Hi, Roy. It's Lily. I've been waiting and waiting for you to do another show. You're torturing me. When I'm playing Diamond Dash, I want to listen to your shows. And
Just listen to KDK when there's no new... Phone Loser shows. Go listen to KDK. He's better than me.
Oh, Roy. I've been listening to you and Carlito and KDK.
Yeah, see?
For such a long time. Really, I'm Mary. Not Lily. I'm Mary.
Oh.
And
fucking liar.
You are really, really a nice guy. I really like you a lot.
Wow.
So please do another... Don't curse. Please don't curse. I'm talking to somebody else in this house. Roy, could you please do another show, like, every 4 days? Roy, I really like you a lot.
This
bye, Roy.
Voicemail's making me uncomfortable. What the hell, Mary/Lily?
Hey, Roy. I left a post in the Facebook group of a new idea for Calls of Mass Confusion.
Okay.
You need to prank call a Dave and Buster's during a big baseball game or a big game or something like that. And do a flip all the switches. It would be hilarious.
That would be.
All right, that's my idea. Bye, Roy.
I can just imagine the chaos that would cause, and it'd be great to see G-Ad wandering around in complete darkness on the show.
Hey, Brad, first of all, before I begin, let me say that you're a doorman. You've always been a doorman.
You're a doorman.
And you always will be a doorman, so
okay,
now that that's out of the way, I just want to let you know that I'm about to go to the flea market in Alabama, so I might get raped or murdered.
Probably.
And if that happens...
By your cousin, right?
I want you to dedicate the next 500 shows to me.
All right.
And you don't know my name, so good luck.
You got it. It's going to happen. All right, you guys. Finally, the end of the voicemails. Thank God. Before we end the show with the world premiere of El Hombre's brand new song, I need to remind all of you to support the show by going to phonelosers.org/cactus or patreon.com/phonelosers and pledging a small monthly amount, which I will use to buy lots of crack and cocaine and meth, because it's a little known fact. I don't think a lot of you guys know about this, but I can only be funny when I'm on crack, cocaine, or meth. So please donate to the show by going to phonelosers.org/cactus or patreon.com/phonelosers or just promoting the show as much as you can. Post your favorite PLA pranks on Facebook and spray paint our URL, phonelosers.org, on police cars, preferably on the front windshield with white spray paint. That would be great and I would really appreciate it. If you are a supporter of the show, today there's a brand new video from today's show where you can follow along with the chat room and see who gave me the ideas that I use in the shows. And you can see me on camera. You can see me look completely horrified when I accidentally make a girl cry during a prank call. That's always fun to watch, I'm told. Follow Phone Losers on Facebook at facebook.com/phonelosers, twitter.com/phonelosers, and youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica. Here is the latest song by El Hombre. It's called Under Your House. I was going to wait until I did a show where I was under people's houses to play this song, but who knows how long that's going to be, so I'm just going to play it right now.
I stayed home from work, doing renovations, replacing the carpets in my basement. I noticed a hatch in the corner on the floor, so I lifted the latch and I opened the door. The hatch door opened, and to my amazement, there was a tunnel leading somewhere beneath my basement. Anticipation, my heart was racing, so I jumped in the hole in the corner of my basement. I'm under your house, calling from a tunnel, could you send me some food? My stomach's starting to crumble. There's a lot of stuff down here, I need you to help me. Take it to the surface and sell it on eBay. Now I'm down in the hole that I just jumped in, and there's tunnels leading in every direction. It's like an underground city down here, so I'm hoping you could just lend me your ears. There's a big waterfall, old computers and cars. My phone's light's not so bright, but I found some cigars. They smell real nice, I think they're from Cuba. There's an old car down here, and the horn goes Aluga. Under your house, calling from a tunnel, could you send me some food? My stomach's starting to crumble. There's a lot of stuff down here, I need you to help me. Take it to the surface and sell it on eBay. I've been walking for a while and I'm feeling kinda nervous. When I finally got reception, my phone said I'm under your house. That's why I'm calling you, and I hope that you can help me find my way back home, or maybe send a canary. There's a guy down here and I think he's a hobo. He makes me suck his dick for release, no homo. There's a chest in the corner full of gold doubloons, so don't you call the cops, I don't trust those buffoons.
Under your house, calling from a tunnel, could you send me some food? My stomach's starting to crumble. There's a lot of stuff down here, I need you to help me. Take it to the surface and sell it on eBay.
Got a broom handle I found that I'm banging around on the ceiling in the hopes that somebody... Oh wait, what's that sound? Oh no, robots! Oh, shit.
Human threat exterminated.
Get it out of there! Get it out of there!